Ger tzorach shleisha. Ger needs to be, has to become a Jew in front of three people. You need a bezdin. My time, what's the reason? Mishpat sivdei. Kedin, it says a lot, it says a lashon of mishpat by Geris. It has the same halacha like a din, you need a bezdin. And Rashi says, Yisraelim sheneskakakin loy lahatviloy. O la'adiyah miksas mitzvahs kalos v'chamuras. You have to have a bezdin there, b'shas kabbalas ageris, when they make the tefillah, when they tell you the halachas, you're mekabel the halachas. Why Rashi says, mishpat sivbei, mishpat echad yilachem kager kezrach. So, miyem ad mazakak loy hilkach labiyada, who says you'll be able to get a bezdin? So therefore the Gemara says, miyem ad mazakakin loy hani tlosa, who says you'll be able to get three people to make you a ger? Therefore, a ger, a guy right now is also not considered biyodai. It's not up to him right now to become a ger. Therefore, if he makes this maisa kedushin that should be chal after he becomes a Jew, the kedushin is not chal. This will not be a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Only by truma here, by these fruits, that true they're attached right now, but it's nothing. It's in your hands to pull them off. There, Rabbi Yochanan says, "Kol she biyodai lav kemechusa maisa dami." If the master, the Jew, owns a shivcha kananis, and he goes over to her and he gives her a pruta, and he says to her, you should be married to me, and the kedushin should be chal after I will free you. According to Rabbi Yechanan, the kedushin should be chal. Because if you're the master, it's biyodu, it's in your hand to free you whenever you want. So since you could free her whenever you want, so therefore it should be considered like she's freed, and therefore we should say the kedushin could be chal. So how come, and what's the Gemara's kasha? Pasha et smash me, even if it's not the case, till it's no good. So Gemara says, no, hochi hashta, what's one have to do with the other? Hoso mi kore behema, hashta das acheris. I'll tell you, by a shukha kananis, there's a big difference. Even though it's up to the master right now to make her a Jew, but there's a big difference. When she's a shivcha kanan, she's like an animal, she's like a behemoth. After she becomes freedom, becomes a total Jew, then she's like a Jew, that's called dasacheris, a new person. So even though it's biyodai for the master to free a shivcha, here we cannot consider it like it's here right now. Here it's still considered a davar shelo b'lielum. You don't have a Jew yet, you only have a behemoth here. Therefore, for sure, the kedushin is no good. Rabbi Yechanan only says it by fruits. The fruits are here. It's only a chsaron that right now they're attached. They're still growing. So fruits that are still attached to the ground, you can't take off truma. So there Rabbi Yechanan says, but if you can pull it off, it's biyodai to do it. It's not a chsaron from Labal Yerlam. But over here, still there's such a difference between a shivcha and a Jew. Therefore, it's not called biyodai. Biyodai would not help you over here. For tomorrow, viyela, if so, that's what Rabbi Yeshia says. Hanoi same pruta liishtoi. Somebody gives a pruta to his wife. The omaloni says to her, Harayata mukadeshis li. Liacha shagashicha. After I'm going to give you a get, I want to be remarried to you. So right now she's your wife. You're married to her. But you go now when you're married to her and give her another pruta l'shem kedushin. You say, this kedushin should be chal after I give you a get. So Rabbi Yishai says, "Ainu mukadeshes, the kedushin is no good. Why? Because right now he can't marry her. Right now she's your wife. You can't make a new ma'ase kedushin. Therefore, it's not called biyodai. The kedushin is no good. So the question is, Hachinami here also, you want to tell me, LeRabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, to have a kedushin, it would be called a good kedushin because the chur is biyodai. It's up to the man to give his wife a get whenever he wants. So since it's up to him to give her a get, it should be considered biyodai to give her the get." So according to Rabbi Yochanan, there should not be a sarni, the kedushin should be able to be chal after he gives her the get. So Mara says, no, I'll tell you, nehi de biyada lagarsha, true. It's in the hands of the husband to give his wife a get whenever he wants, but biyada lakachai, is it in the husband's hands to marry her whenever she wants? In other words, you need her das. She has to agree to get married to you. So who says she's going to agree to get married to you later? So therefore, we can't consider it's biyada for you to have this maisa kedushin. In other words, biyodai means that right now, sechsarin, you can't have kedushin. You want to marry your wife that's married to you already, a new ma'aseh kedushin, you can't do it. But we're saying now, according to Rabbi Yochanan, even though you can't take off truma right now, but since you could pull off the fruits and enable it to become truma, it's called you can make truma now. But there, the pshat is, you can enable it for sure to become truma. Mashenkin here, even if you can give your wife a get, you can't make it for sure that she'll want to remarry you. Maybe later, after you give her a get, she'll say, no, I don't want to get married to you. So therefore, it's not considered that it's biyada for you to remarry her. Therefore, since right now she's still your wife, you did not give her a get yet, therefore the kedushin cannot be chal. Now the Gemara says, if so, tifshoit, let's be poshit, the boy Rabbi Shia. What Rabbi Shia asked her for a question. So what Rabbi Shia asked the question, Hanoi sein shtei prutas liisha. If a man gives two prutas to a lady, biyachas oma lo hiskachili hayoim. With one prut he tells her, listen, I want to get married to you today. One is l'shem kedushin, very good. So they're married now. Uviyachas with the second prut he tells her, oma lo hiskachili liacha shagashicha. That even if I give you a get later on, I want to be remarried to you after the get. That's what he does. So Rabbi Shia has it for Shaila, is that good or not? Slechura tifshit minor, why can't we be pashit? The loy have the kedushin. That for sure the kedushin should not be good, because it's called the davish lo boli erlam. It's not the other right now, like to marry her, and once she's your wife, to remarry. It's not the other to do that. So I'll come over here, Rabbi Shia has it for a question. So my answer, there's a big difference. Dilma ki heichi di tafsi kedushin hashto tafsi nami liacha kein. Here there's a difference. So Rashi says dilma ki heichi tafsi means kolaymar lohochi misafkulim Rabbi Shia. You know Rabbi Shia has a suffix over here. Mishum dikol meima dilma svirulon migu di boy le kedushin hashto mekatshe tafsi ba kedushin liacha zman mehashto. It's a big difference. Right now, when you go over to her, she's not your wife yet. You're not married to her. So you're giving her two prutas. So even for the second kedushin that you want to be chal after you give her a get, that maaser is called a good maaser. Because it was biyodai for you right now to give her that pruta for the kedushin right now. In other words, you're not married to her yet. So right now you have the power to make a maaser kedushin. So migu, you can make a maaser kedushin right now, therefore it's in your power to make a kedushin for later also. But in the case where you're already married to her, your own wife, and now you go to her and give her a new pruta that she should be married to after you give her a get, there it's worse. Since right now that you're already married to her, you cannot make another maisa kedushin with her, so therefore the kedushin will not be chal even for after you give her a get. But over here where she's not your wife yet, so right now you have the power to make a maisa kedushin. So nigu that you can marry her right now, maybe the maisa would help that later when you give her a get, she should automatically be remarried to you. Nothing more says, Tanya Kavos to Rabbi Yechanan. I'll bring you a proof to Rabbi Yechanan that what anything is biyod in your hands to fix it up is lav kamechusa maisadami. There's not a problem from Dovash lo bel yerla. Why? It says, ain tormin min hatola shalom mechuber. You're not allowed to take off truma from fruits that were pulled off already for fruits that were not pulled off. V'im torum ain truma sa truma. And if you did it, the truma is not chal. Kate said, what's the case? Omar Fi says, Teres aruga zu telushim. This row of fruits that are already pulled off, yiyo truma teres aruga zu mechabaras, should be truma for this row of fruits that are still attached to the ground. Or else the opposite way. The person says, teres aruga zu mechabaras, this row of fruits that's attached, yiyo truma al teres aruga zu telushim, should become truma for this other second row of fruits that's already detached. So the locher is lo yamaklum. In both cases, nothing is chal. Since you said you want the truma to be chal right now, and right now fruits that are growing attached to the ground is not called digoncho, there's no way it could become truma. The truma is not chal. Avul oma, but what's going to be if the person says, likeshe yitolshu, that not that I want the truma to be chal now, but I first want it to be chal after I pull off the fruits, v'nitolshu, when he pulls off the fruits, dvarov kayomim, that the locher is, the truma is chal. So you see clearly, like Rabbi Yechanan, even though right now when you said it should become truma, you can't make a truma right now, it's still attached to the ground, but if you say likashi tolshu, you say it should first be chal after I pull them off, since right now it's in your hands to pull them off, that's not a son from Davash Lobal Yerlam. We could say you could have das on this, and therefore the truma will be chal later when you pull it off. So it's a proof to Rabbi Yechanan. Now the Gemara says, yes, there came even a greater chiddush than this we learned, that Omer Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, afilu omar peiros aruga zu, even if the person says this row of fruits,
to lushim, which are detached already, yiyo truma al peres arugazu. They should be fruits. They should be truma for this row of fruits that are mechubaris, which are attached. Or else, peres arugazu, mechubaris, this row of fruits, which are attached, yiyo truma should be truma, al peres arugazu to lushim, on this row of fruits that are pulled off already. Likashi yaviu shlish. Now, right now, the fruits are not even a third grown. You cannot even make the truma chal right now. So he's saying like a double migu. He's saying that should first be chal in another week when the fruits will grow the size of a shlish. V'yitolshu, and I will pull them off. And the loch is by v'yo shlish v'tolshu, the person did two things. He waited until first the fruits were a third grown, and then he pulled it off. Dvar of kayomim, that you should know still the truma is chal. Now this is a bigger chiddush over here. Because right now when you say the truma should be, the fruits are not fully grown yet. It's not even a third grown. If the fruits are not a third grown, you can't make a truma. So if so, it's not even biyadah right now for you to just pull off the fruits. You have to wait another week or two until it's going to grow, till it finishes one third grown. So this is a bigger chiddush. That to say here, even though it's not totally biyadah, you still have to wait for a certain time period to pass by, still Rabbi Lez holds it's okay. Yeah. Nothing more says. Omar Rabba says that Loy Omar Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov only said his aloha, Ela b'shachas. B'shachas means Rashi says, Shafa pishton is bashkwa garinim, shlish, even though the wheat, not one third grown yet, you don't have the pits inside it, Ayafilu adayim alavlu achitim, shachas mu hevi v'roi likso l'achala b'hema, demidi deminka v'choshevu. Shachas means very young wheat. In other words, it's fit right now to give to the animal. So since it's cold, like you have some tfuah here right now, even though it's not a third grown, it's not so bad. It's cold, you have something right now that you could feed your animals, therefore it's chal for later. But avo biyagam, let's say it's even less than this. Rashi says, sheinimel it's smachim rak, a very small, very soft growth. That's called like agam. That's nothing. You can't even feed this to the animal yet. There it's mamish like a dover shlob b'li'erlam, that you cannot make a truma. Rav Yosef says, no, afilu biagam. Even though it's an agam, even though it's only very small, grown, very soft, still, something is here right now, even though you have to wait until it's going to grow a third, still he holds it, you could be chal. You can make truma on such a thing. For tomorrow now, my mash madai agam lishnu dubitzilna. How do we know the lashon of agam means something that's very small, first starting to grow? Rashi says, shum itzbatzil biyotzim in eretz. It's only starting to come out of the ground. On the Rav Lezer, the Yom HaKroh, the Pasuk says, Halochoif, ki agmein roishoi, should bend over his head like an agmein. So mashm egmein, something very small, first starting to grow. Now the Gemara says, Keman ozlo, who does it go like? Ho de Tanya, that's what we learned. Hoi melech averu, somebody says to his friend, Im yod ishtecho nekeva, listen, if your wife that's pregnant now, and she's going to give birth to a girl, mekadeshesli, I want to be married to your daughter. And I'm giving you the pruta right now. So layom aklum, nothing is chal, because it's a davar shlo b'li elam. But v'yomer Rebbe Chanina loyshon, when was this learned? Elishen ishto muberes. If his wife is not pregnant right now, avol ishto muberes. Let's say his wife is pregnant right now. Then dvor of kayamim. Then we say the kedushin is good. If you make this ma'isa kedushin now to be chal later after she's born, there's no problem. It's chal. Come on, who does it go like? Ikarabo kishogubra. If it goes according to Rabba that says only by Shachas it's good, so here it's talking about where she's so pregnant that we could see, you know, it's Nikas, she's pregnant. It's a big stomach. So that's called like a Shachas, and therefore the Kedusha could be Chal. It goes according to Rabbi Lezer. Ikarab Yosef, you want to say, pass like Rabbi Yosef, Afa Pishlo Yehukar Uvra. He says even though it's an Agam, it's a very small growth, it didn't start to grow too much, still, since something is here right now, it's not called Dabba Shalom Bali Erlam. Here also, as long as you know that she's pregnant, even though it's not Nika, we cannot tell yet, still that would not be a problem of a Dabba Shalai Bol Yerlam. All right, turn over. Vika the army, some say, Omar Rabo, Loi Omar, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Ela B'Shachas, Devei Kivsha. He only said that if the fruits are growing already, and the wheat, and it's the size of a shachat that you can feed your animals already. Devei kivsha. Devei kivsha, Rashi says, that's a soda shabbos abal. That means it's fed on rainwater. It lives on rainwater. But if it's a field that you have to water it, it does not live on rainwater by itself, loy. That's no good, that's not cool, it's going to grow, that's called the Dovashalobalyulim. As if it's going to grow by itself from rainwater, then we consider for sure it's going to grow, consider like it's here ready, you can have das on it. But if it's something that the rainwater would not be sufficient, but you have to feed it with water, then it's no. Rabbi Yosef from Yosef says, "Afilu b'shachas v'shach." You know, even though it's in a shachas, even b'shachas v'shach, from that needs rain, that needs you to feed it, it doesn't live on rainwater. Still, it's okay. So, if so, the Gemara says, "Kaman nozl ozl." Who's it go like? Ho de tanya. That's what we learned. Hoi melechaveiroi. Im yol dishtecha nekevel megadeshesli. If your wife gives birth to a girl, I want to be married to her. Leyama klum. And the Yom Rabbi Chanina, Loishan, when was this said that it's no, nothing? El Hashem Nishim Moberes, your wife is not pregnant. Avol Ishtim Moberes, Rav Chayomim. Keman, who's the go-like? Kishuk Uvra, but Divri Yakol, goes according to everybody, only when the Uker is, when the Uber is Nikar. When we could tell that she's pregnant. Because according to the second Ika the Amri, it's only good by Shachas. Agam, everybody holds it's no good. So therefore it has to be that she's pregnant so much that it's Nikar, we could tell that she's pregnant. Omer Abaye Abaye says, that Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov, for Rebbe Meir, Kula Svira Lahu, Odo Machna Dovash Lobelyolam. All of these hold this new svara that a person could make a kinyan even on something that's not here in the world yet. Now, even though they're all not exactly the same type of a chiddush, but they're more or less like it. When the Marsh Lashon of Kula doesn't mean they all hold exactly the same chiddush, but it's all more or less on this type of a svara that even though right now it can't be chal, if you make it to be chal for later, it could be chal. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Hodi Amoron, like we just said, he says even though the tfu is not a third grown yet, so there's no way for you biyod even to pick off the fruits right now to make a truma, still, even though it's a dover shlob al yerlom, still the truma could be chal after it grows a third. So you see, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov holds a person could have das even on something that's not here right now, as long as you speak out and say clearly, I first want the truma to be chal after it's fully grown, after it's a third grown. So that was one shita. Rebbe, where's Rebbe shita? The tanya we learned. The pasuk says.